Now watch this. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. Now you listen to this. Woo! The anointing is so strong here. Oh my. Huh. Romans chapter 10. Listen to what it says. Are you ready for this? Romans 10:17. You can put that up if you can. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing. I'm going to read it again. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You notice it didn't say faith come by just listen to anything. I'm talking about faith in God. Now, you can have faith in a bunch of stuff. But if you want faith in God, you're going to hear what God says. You want me to show you why? And I'll get back to your other things. You want me to show you why? Back up to the 8th verse. Whoo! I didn't know I was going this. Anyway. Back up to the 8th verse. But what says it? But what says it? The word is where? How close is it to you? And where else? But that's the next statement said that if. Come on, pop it up there. Come on to the next. There we go. That is what? Word of faith, which we preach. The word is where? Nigh thee. How close is it? In your mouth. What else? In your heart. How did it get nigh you in your heart? This is what I'm preaching to you this morning. Words of faith. These are faith-filled words telling you exactly what God will do when you speak. That's why he said, you can have what you say. The word is nigh thee, even in our mouth and in our heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And too many, not everybody, but too many is preaching, but they're not preaching the word of faith. They're preaching something, three other people. Itching ears. What people want to hear. Hey, my mama. Mama, mama, mama. Oh, mama, mama. Yeah, mama. Mama didn't die for me. So I can't preach mama unless mama preach the word. Hello? But the word of faith is which we preach. Notice, verse 9, that if thou shalt do what? If thou shalt confess, if thou shalt say, with what? With thy mouth. The Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, people normally pat this one up here. Look at me now. Look at me now. People normally pat this one up the heart. That's a physical thing. That couldn't be your spirit. And the Bible says in the innermost being, and the innermost being is your belly. That's where the spirit of the Lord is. That's where your spirit is, in your belly. Shall believe in your heart out of your innermost being. And what you believe in your heart, say it with your mouth. Nothing can stop it from coming to pass. Because when you say it, it is as though God said it. Because they are his word. And he said, my words never return to me void. Didn't he say it? Never. This world was spoke into existence by the word of God. This world is held together by the word of God. Out of all the chaos, I want you to take this, listen to me for a moment. Out of all the chaos, the bombing, the tornadoes, the tsunamis, and all the things that's going on that's tearing up and destroying the land, this earth is standing right, balanced, and hadn't moved a bit. Hadn't thrown it out of balance. But one day, soon and very soon, Jesus is going to bust that eastern sky. He's going to clean up this crud, this garbage, this mess. He's going to clean it up, and it's going to the place that's going to burn it up. And we're going to live on this earth after we spend some time in heaven at the great feast of the Lamb. We're coming back to a perfect world. John said it, didn't he say it? I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. But in the meanwhile, we got to live here. And everything, and I say everything, things are coming against us trying to interrupt your life, trying to cut it off before you finish what God put you in the earth to do. Am I right about it? Jesus said, you can have what you say. Because what I give you to say will stop everything else from happening, coming to pass in your life. It'll cut it down. It'll cut it off. It will come to an end. And you can finish your race like Paul did. And many others that are gone before him. There's a few, in just case you're thinking about it. They were martyrs. They gave up their life. But for the most part, there are people that have been fed to the lions. There have been all kind of stuff took place in the early days of the church. But I want you to know, you listen to me good now. Hallelujah. For you criticize them that died early in the faith. And many of them were fed to the lions, and they made a show out of them. They went to the theaters and they sit in the grandstand and watch the lion tear them apart, eat them up. They watched that.